All right, let me start off by saying that I'm not a storyteller except at my own dinner table. I'll work on it. You got 10 other people? And my husband convinced me to do this. So this story, let me start off by saying we live in Newtown. So a little more rural than here. This has nothing to do with recent events in Newtown. This story has nothing to do with relatively recent events in Newtown. And this story is also not really even on the theme of tonight. But my husband thought it was a great story, so here we go. Flashback 8-ish years. Summertime, 6:30 in the morning, I was in the kitchen drinking coffee. My husband was up in the shower getting ready for work. I don't know why I wasn't getting ready for work, but I wasn't. And I'm looking out the back, in the backyard. We have a menagerie of animals in our household. Dogs, cats, chickens, fish, whatever. But we don't have cows, and I see a big red cow running through the backyard. And I thought, wow, that's bizarre. I'm kind of watching it, and I run upstairs, drag him out of the chair. You have to see this. You have to see this. It's a big red cow in the backyard. He's like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. He comes running down, half sort of dressed. It's a big red cow in the backyard. He goes out to catch the cow. And I say to myself, mostly, I'm calling the police. But he goes out to try to catch the cow. I did phone the police, the Newtown police. They said, we'll be over. He runs out to catch the cow with a rope. I believe you found some rope in the garage, sort of lassoed rope. He's going to go catch the cow. And so he's out there running after the cow, and he comes back 15 minutes later, sort of gashed up and bloody, no cow. What happened? I don't know. The cow is running. I got cut on some bramble, whatever. No cow. Cow's gone. He's off to work. No police. An hour later, the police show up. Pad in hand. Ma'am, describe the cow. It was a big red cow. Ma'am, I'm not joking. Any distinguishing features? It was a big red cow. Ma'am, where's the cow now? Which way did the cow go? No. My only other interaction with the Newtown police, just to backtrack here, is that some years previous to this, my husband and I are both physicians. He was working overnight one night, and I was home asleep with the kids. And the house alarm went off in the middle of the night, 3 a.m, and the alarm company calls, you know the whole drill, blah, 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 is it really an emergency? Yes, send the police. An hour later, the police showed up. This was the 3 a.m. incident. I'm already, you know, in the bath, got the kids back to sleep from all the noise, in my bathrobe downstairs, cup of tea, thinking, I really would be dead if this were real. Same thing, they come in with their pad. We've cased your house, and there doesn't appear to be anything wrong. I said, you know, if I waited for you, if it really mattered, you would have been dead already. They said, well, you know, ma'am, most of these alarms are false alarms. I don't really know how that's helpful, but anyway, that's my only other interaction with the Newtown police. So they left not knowing a whole lot more about the police, about the cow, excuse me, and we never really knew what happened to the cow until 3 or so days later we read in the paper that a farm in Bethel, the next town over, was missing a cow, and the cow had made it home.